Welcome to the Weekly Digest, a podcast by News 24, South Africa's most trusted news brand. Every Friday, we invite you into our studio to listen to conversations about some of the week's top stories. Mihlali Ntsabo is our host.
In today's episode, News 24 investigative reporter Azara Karim breaks down the City of Joburg's 2.6 million rand price tag event. We also speak to News 24 Joburg Metro reporter Alex Patrick on what we know so far in the Kirsten Klates murder case. And News 24 Deputy Lifestyle Editor Kawunda Selisho gives us a preview of what to expect in our Entertainment Weekend magazine. The City of Joburg is planning to spend 2.6 million rand on a year-end function it says will honour its long-serving employees. According to a News 24 investigation, the total cost of the event was inflated by more than 700%. The event, signed off by City Manager Floyd Brink, saw the reallocation of 2 million rand from the city's locomotive savings to supplement the original council-approved budget. The event was contracted to a company that specializes in IT services. News 24 investigative reporter Azara Karim joins us in studio to give us the party details. Azara, on Thursday, you wrote a story detailing how the City of Joburg was planning on spending 2.6 million rand for a year-end function to celebrate long-serving employees. But the total cost of this event was inflated by as much as 766%. Could you perhaps break down some of the expenses of this event?
Yes. Okay. So the original budget for the event was 300,000 rand. Mm-hmm. The city then received approval to divert funds from the locomotive savings, which is savings where employees can reclaim their travel expenses, 2 million rand from that to supplement that 300,000. What they ended up spending on was things like wristwatches at about 3,000 rand each, totaling about 600,000 rand. They spent on men's and ladies' Balkan jackets at 3,000 rand each, totaling about 178,000 rand, more than that. They spent on a red carpet just over 1,000 rand on that. They got a black and gold balloon photo booth, a venue of 76,000 rand, which is strange because the city has its own venues which it can host events.
Such as the Joburg Theatre.
Like the Joburg Theatre, yes, which also does catering. Things like chairs and fresh flowers for decorations, 40,000 rand fresh flowers. Then we have about four other vague management costs that are included in this, which amounts to hundreds and thousands of rand. I did ask the city to clarify what those costs were. They didn't respond to me.
And what entity has been commissioned to organize this event?
So the city signed a service delivery agreement with a city entity called the Metropolitan Trading Company, the MTC.
Right.
This is a city entity that used to report to the Department of Economic Development, was later moved earlier this year to the Transport Department, which is overseen by PA's Patriotic Alliance's second in charge, Kenny Konene.
Right.
It's strange that they enlisted the services of this entity because they provide technology-related services to the city.
So they don't do events?
They don't do events management. So it would normally, I think, be the communications, the relevant communications department who does that.
Right.
MTC provide Wi-Fi services, fiber services, installation, like data technology-related services. I'm not sure why it was moved to transport and why they signed a service delivery agreement with them to deliver this event.
And as you've also pointed out in your article, this event does go against the National Treasury's cost containment regulations.
So according to these 2019 regulations, the city can incur costs on catering for specific events.
Uh-huh.
But that's like conferences and recruitment interviews or council proceedings.
Uh-huh.
An end-of-year event to honor long-serving employees is not that, right?
Uh-huh.
For events such as these, for end-of-year events, the municipality actually can't spend their own money on, on hosting these events. The entertainment allowance cannot exceed 2,000 rand per person per financial year. I think this event is around 2,500 rand per head, 500 guests, and they can't incur expenses on corporate branded items like clothing for personal use,
right?
Which is exactly what we're seeing with the Vulcan jackets and the wristwatches. I mean, unless it's for office use,
right? Right.
I doubt.
And I think it's also worth noting, Azara, that all of this was approved by city manager Floyd Brink.
So according to a document that we have, the city officials drafted this document for Brink and other city officials to approve.
Right.
They give a breakdown on why they want to host this event to honor employees who have served 40 years or more.
Right.
And they say they can't use other financial mechanisms like paid leave, which I understand is what they normally do. But they don't explain why, really.
Right.
In signing off, this is where the legal advisor says this goes against National Treasury regulations. And Brink, in the notes, responds, we'll follow processes, we'll ensure that there's a budget, we'll ensure compliance. He makes those notes. We can see in this document that, in fact, they use the wrong sections of the National Treasury regulations that we were just speaking about.
Right.
Using the conference section of that regulation to say that they therefore can pay for catering because the event will be longer than 5 hours. This is not a conference, as we said.
For a cash-strapped city that's struggling to collect revenue and is riddled with poor service delivery, what is the biggest takeaway from the story?
So I think residents in the city of Joburg are hurtful.
Yes.
They are very fed up.
Mm-hmm.
Often, I think people in Joburg can just look outside their windows right now.
Right.
Look outside and you will see a pothole in the street. You will see buildings in decay. Probably some listeners here probably have no electricity at the moment amid a crazy city power schedule. Water infrastructure is decaying as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Taps are running dry because of it. Just a few months ago, a building caught fire, killing dozens of people. A few weeks before that, a street blew up randomly.
Yeah.
We can see, if we just walk around the city, that it is in decay. We can't afford to be spending money we don't have on events like this. And I fully agree on rewarding those dedicated, long-serving employees. It's not what we're saying.
Uh-huh.
We're saying you have to be financially responsible.
100%.
And you have to put the residents who pay for these services first.
Azara Karim, investigative reporter at News 24. Police tracked down and arrested a man they believed to be responsible for the death of 34-year-old Joburg teacher Kirsten Klaits. Klaits was murdered in late October at a running event in an enclosed sports complex in the affluent suburb of Parkmore in Sandton, north of Johannesburg. The man, Bafana Mahungela, is a 21-year-old varsity college student who lived in a student residence just less than 2 kilometers away from where Klaits' body was found. Mahungela appeared in the Alexandra Magistrates Court on Tuesday following his arrest on Sunday. News 24 Metro reporter Alex Patrick, who has been following the story, joins us in studio to tell us what we know so far around the fateful day Klaits was murdered. Alex, the last time you and I spoke during the week was just a day after the man accused of murdering Kirsten Klaits had been arrested on Sunday, and he then appeared in court on Tuesday. Could you give us a summary of what has since happened from Tuesday?
Mm. So we can now reveal his name. His name is Bafana Mahungela. Mm-hmm. He's 21 years old, second year at Varsity College. Very young looking man. Mm. He arrived in a kind of tracksuit top, Adidas, you know, his hood pulled over his face. He was visibly fearful. The judge told him that the charge, which was murder, has a minimum sentence of 15 years, maximum 25.
Right.
As soon as he heard 25, his eyes literally just kind of popped out. And I think the severity of the situation came home to him.
And you spoke to Mahungela's family. What do they say he said happened on that fateful day?
All we know is what he told police, mm-hmm. and we do know what he told his family. The account he gave his father, and I must stress this, his family are also victims here, and right. just meeting his father, his devastated father, who sold his vehicles to put his son through Varsity.
Right.
The account he gave his father was that he went with his girlfriend to a party in Alexandra the night before. Remember, that was the Rugby World Cup. A lot of us were...
Right, in high spirits, in celebrating. High spirit,
exactly.
100%.
That is the mood. But he told his father that he drank heavily that night. Mm. And he, you know, drank all the way into the morning and then got himself a taxi back to his home, which is... about 1.5 km from where Clates was found, right. which is in Sandton. He said to his father that he kind of passed out in the taxi and kind of woke up, and the taxi was there at the Sandton Sports Club, which is where she was found. So a little bit, you know, they had passed his home. So he climbs out of the vehicle. Then there's just... no recollection of how he goes from the vehicle to this very secluded spot mm-hmm. at Sandton Sports Club. And he said he came upon the body. He tried to wake her because, you know, he wanted to help her. Mm-hmm. And then his kind of crime, according to him, is that he didn't tell anyone. He just went home.
Right.
He didn't take her clothes. That is according to him. You know, we went back to the area where she was found to do a film after he appeared in court, and his father happened to be there with his brother trying to make sense of the area. And, you know, according to his father, his son has a blue top because, remember, that's how
he was identified
as wearing her T-shirt. Mm-hmm. His father says he has the same T-shirt. I did point out the cameras, and I said, whoever did it, these cameras have captured everything.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And the only thing he said, you know, kind of dawned on him, like, what were you doing in this area?
In the first place.
And you know, you could see, obviously, it's your son. You believe your son. And we don't know. The trial hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. We don't know the truth. But, you know, you're upset, but you're still a loving father. And that was kind of the mood. It was tragic.
So let's just revisit the CCTV footage and how basically he was identified. Mm. So if he says he found himself in the secluded area, do we at this point know that if there was any footage of him seen walking anywhere towards or into the sports complex?
What our sources have told us, a very reliable sources with information on this case, is that there is footage of a man who appears to look like Bafana Mahungela leaving the complex with his shirt draped over his arm and carrying clothes and wearing a blue T-shirt, which happens to be the same kind of blue T-shirt that is not on Kirsten Clates. There are cameras all over the road. They literally watched this person leave, and they watched him walk to his door 1.5 km away. There is also allegedly footage of the same person disposing of her clothes down a stormwater drain.
And finally, Alex, when is the case back in court?
We expect Mr. Mahungela back in court on the 5th of December. And that gives him time to appoint a lawyer. He has indicated that he would like to appoint his own lawyer.
Alex Patrick, Joburg Metro reporter at News 24. And as we kick off the December festive season, News24's Hello Weekend magazine is sure to keep you entertained. Kawenda Selisho, News24 Deputy Lifestyle Editor, is here to give us a preview. Okay, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Of course, it's that time of the week again. I'm super excited to actually read up on what's coming on Hello Weekend this Saturday.
I'm excited to chat to you about that.
So, what's in store for us Saturday?
Well, we have a feature on Black Coffee, who most of us know as, you know, the Grammy winner, the musician, mm-hmm. the businessman, the dad, and the headline maker.
Yeah.
But recently he launched his third fashion business in a collaboration with an American designer called Mike Amiri.
Nice.
So the store will be called Amiri. It's in the Diamond Walk in Sandton. So it's giving you an idea of what you can expect.
So luxury. Elegance.
100% luxury. I mean, I was there looking at a pair of pants till I found out they were 100,000 rand. So I immediately let them go because I'm not the target market. But I will be taking you guys through that store launch. Also, the chat that News24 got to have one-on-one with Black Coffee mm-hmm. about his relationship with fashion, why this is his third fashion business. One of the others, as you will know, is the first business to bring Off-White to South Africa, which was mm-hmm. a brand associated with Virgil Abloh, the late Virgil Abloh, who was a friend of Black Coffee. So we spoke to him about that relationship, how his kids consider his dress sense, you know, do they consider dad cool? And lastly, how Mike designed the jacket he wore to his historic Madison Square Garden performance, how that was inspired by a local painter, and how that piece now hangs in the Amiri store as an art piece.
Nice, nice, nice. What else do we have in store?
From our motoring team, we have a look at why the Hyundai Grand i10 is a great buy. And then from our wellness content manager, Nikita Kutsia, we have a roundup of the actual lifestyle team's holy grail products of 2023, skincare products that is. Mm-hmm. So not just recommending any skincare products to you, but the skincare products we as the lifestyle team actually use and trust. And maybe you guys can find those helpful to look as cute as our team looks.
Kaunda Selisho, Deputy Lifestyle Editor at News24. Other stories you can find on news24.com include killer Donovan Moodley's failed escape attempt revealed in court. And you can follow our latest coverage on truce talks between Israel and the Hamas. That's all we have for now. Do join us next Friday for the next installment of the Weekly Digest.